I'm Carmen Norris, and you are listening to the Bad Alibi Podcast. Okay, just need to make sure this thing is recording. Yep. So this is only for if something goes wrong for me. I need someone to understand my side of things. I have a bit of a road trip ahead of me. And quite frankly, I am relieved the knocking I keep hearing is coming from the trunk and not under the hood. Whew. I already have a headache from an earlier conversation with Wolf. And what a ridiculous nickname or code name. Whatever. It's like, you don't have to try so hard to let us all know you're big, bad, and in charge, Anthony. Hey, don't make me turn this music up again to drown out your whining. Who do you think can hear you anyway? So annoying. Sorry, that's just Leah keeping up all that noise again. She made the mistake of trying to hurt, well, herself in a way. And I can't let that go unanswered. Sometimes protecting people is just the hardest thing because they just won't let you. Anyway, I remember when I first met Leah. We were both attending a fundraising event, and I swear to you, she was the most beautiful person there. I was in awe of her dreadlocks and the way she wore a tuxedo dress. It was hard for everyone around not to notice her natural sense of style. I watched her for a while. Don't get me wrong, I'm not a creep or anything. I didn't just gawk at her. I turned my back to her while I mingled and made sure to catch angles where I could see glimpses of her and reflections of items nearby. I didn't want to make that swan of a woman uncomfortable in the least. I remember someone went on stage to speak, making it easier for me to just admire her because it appeared I was still focusing on whoever was begging for more money, not that they needed it. And that's when Leroy walked in. He came to me and in typical Leroy fashion, made a bit of a scene about how we agreed to be cordial, be friends, even after the breakup. He smothered me in the relationship. Why would he think I'd want a friendship with him? Like, sure, I said that, but that's what you say when you dump someone and you're not trying to be a total jerk about it, even though he deserved it. I tried to wish him well because I was just over it. I really wanted peace with the whole situation and for us both to leave it alone. It's funny how you can want something, but get it in a way you never actually want. He was about to say something, surely sarcastic and smooth to me, when he noticed Leah too. They locked eyes and he gave her that sly smile he gave to any woman he was screwing around with while we were dating. And she gave him a wink back. I want it better for her, you know? She didn't know what she was getting into. I knew immediately. And she needed me as a friend. That much was clear. She needed me to save her from herself. Save her from Leroy. To not let idiot scum like him damage her the same way he had me. It was up to me to make sure no one hurt her. But like a petulant child, she doesn't see that. She's kicking and screaming in the trunk now because even swans can be ungrateful. I keep driving in circles until she calms down and either gets knocked out by being jostled from all those potholes I went over or just tires herself out. Once that seems to happen, I pull into my favorite coffee shop, Beanie's Brew. Hey, yeah, can I have the decaf you to sleep bean at 150 degrees from the dark brew menu? I drive around and discreetly leave my $500 bill under two $1 bills. It's the last thing you do if you need this special concoction for a predicament like the one I'm in. Wolf calls while I head to the empty real estate property two towns over. Hello? Yeah, I'm headed there now. No, I'm pretty sure I can handle it on my own. I really like this one, so I don't want this to get too bloody. I'll get everything cleaned up quick before anyone even knows I was there. Yes, you can do what you want with the body, but can I please just have this time now? Ugh, jeez, he's so needy. Did you stop by Beanie's and get the correct dosage? Are you strong enough to subdue her beforehand? Can you leave the body in the boat for me so I can eat breakfast with it after? Like, gosh, relax already. This isn't my first rodeo, wolf. Anyways. God, what just happened? She's going to try to get out. I have to oh no. Hey y'all, we hope you enjoyed this week's episode of the Bad Alibi Podcast. Want more thriller, drama, horror? Check out badalibibookbox.com. It's a monthly thriller subscription box that has a recently released novel, short stories you can be paid to write, and 3 to 5 goodies. Check it out at badalibibookbox.com.